Hello, Panthers. Welcome to a new segment of the Panther Podcast called DJs and Directors Discussions, where we discuss, review, and share our thoughts on new and upcoming shows, movies, and albums. I'm your host, Janae, and I am here with
Alex.
And today we will be talking about the new horror movie, Five Nights at Freddy's. So we're just going to talk about everything. We will see the movie's release date was October 27th, and the director was Emma Tammy, and the budget was $20 million.
That makes sense.
I feel like, okay, because Scott Cawthon, I don't know, it's like from all of the stuff that he's done, it's very, like, it's unheard of, I feel, for me, for him to spend so much money on a movie.
But I think with, like, the day and age that we're in, we kind of need to spend that much because of, like, what everyone expects for, like, the quality and, like, what needs to happen and, like, the animatronics themselves. It's gonna be like a bag. Like, he definitely had to go out for that one.
Plus promote. Oh, I didn't even think about
promotion. Yes. And also to get the people that he got, like, Josh Hutcherson's very expensive. What's his name, the guy from Scream,
Matthew Lillard?
Yeah, Matthew, he's expensive. The girl that plays Vanessa is expensive. They're all just, like, so expensive in general.
The movie storyline was basically, if you don't know what Five Nights at Freddy's is, it's about a security guard working, obviously, five nights at this rundown 80s pizzeria for kids, and there was a whole bunch of missing kids situations back in the 80s, and that's why it shut down. And the so-called, like, conspiracy for that, for the animatronics, are the children that went missing possess the animatronics. So
I love that storyline. Oh my god,
it's so intricate.
It is. I have been seeing a lot of videos about the lost children and how they die and how that's represented in the animatronics, and like how that's why Foxy runs, because he died running away from him, and Bonnie is the most aggressive one because he fought back when he died. And, like, there's a whole bunch of, like, stuff about it. It's really cool.
Who's your favorite animatronic?
Oh.
From all of them?
All of them?
I don't want to say all of the movies, because there's only one movie. And
yeah,
if you really
like, all
it,
of, like, the,
five.
Yeah.
From, I want to say all of the games. What's your favorite animatronic? So, like, Toy Chica. Also, like, the main, I want to say four or five animatronics is Freddy, Bonnie, Chica, and Foxy.
Okay, I'm going to go with my answer that I give everyone. Is it Lobit or is it Lobo? It's Lobit, right?
Lobit.
It's Funtime Foxy's, It's Lobit. Funtime Foxy in, like, the, I don't know if it was a game. It was, like, but, like, basically they scrapped it, but they put the character in anyway in one of the, I think it was, like, FNAF World or something like that. But they put her, them in there, gender unknown. But, like, the the voice, like, little, like, snippets that you get from them, it's so popular. Like, if you look on TikTok, it's, like, all the ones that you, like, hear of. That's
like the blown.
Yeah, I love. Just love. Oh my god. But I love them all. Honestly, all, like, the, like, ones that are, like, of Foxy. Those are, like, my favorite.
Got it. I'm not gonna lie. I think my favorite is going to have to be, I don't want to say, what's Balloon Boy's, like, sister? It's like Dolores or something. I might just be really wrong. I really don't remember. But the girl version,
I think I know what you're talking about.
Balloon Boy or Mangold.
I was going to say Mangold, but I was like, but, like, the whole, like, Bite of 87 thing with, it's so good. It's the whole frontal lobe.
It's, oh, JJ.
Oh, JJ.
Thank you. It's JJ. Okay. I don't know where I got the words from, but it's JJ.
Beautiful.
Did you have any, like, conspiracy theories from either the game or the, what is it, the game or the movies?
There's, like, a lot of things. I think with the whole, how they changed the lore is very, like, I guess it's not really a conspiracy theory, but with everything with how they changed the lore and how it's made of, how do I explain this? Like, they changed everything. But, like, the whole, like, his brother gun take, like, obviously that wasn't part of the actual, like, storyline and how they changed it to be fit for the movie.
I think the movie was based off of the Silver Eyes book.
Okay. Which makes way more sense. But yeah. Everyone was going into it expecting it to be, like, just like the games and all that stuff. And I was like, okay. And then critics were like, it's horrible. And we were like, okay, but critics always say the movies are horrible. That's so true. I'm going to go watch it. And it was really good. Anyway, I think my biggest thing that I keep thinking about every single time I look back at the movie is the fact when Matthew was interviewing Josh, or interviewing the security guard, for the position, and he looks at his name, and he's like, oh, he reads his first name, and he looks at the last name, and just, like, looks up at him, and is like, oh my god, like, he knows.
I know what you're talking exactly about.
Every single time, and I think, like, it probably just has, like, a simple meaning of, like, oh, like, he knew that that was his brother, and, like, because he's the guy that kidnapped him, blah, 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 but I feel like there was a deeper meaning, like, he knew, or he was, like, waiting for him to be there, and, like, he, like, I feel like it was all, like, planned out. And, like, it wasn't just, like, random. Like, he randomly came in. I feel like it was so planned out in Matthew's eyes. In his eyes.
That's good,
yeah. And the character. So, that's what my little thing is.
Last thing. How do you think the movie... Or how do you think the second movie will go? Because I know they're supposed to do 2 or 3 more movies after this one. And knowing that, I'm so excited to see just what they have in store for the next movie in general.
Yes.
Because of how much, how popular the movie got in such little time. It literally got popular in, like, I want to say 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Even that.
Like, people were talking about it for months before it, like, actually got released.
Oh, yeah. So, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about the new movies coming?
I'm so excited. I personally, when I went to go see the movie, I went to go see it the day it came out. So everybody and their mom was there. But also, with everyone being there, there was so many annoying fans, or, like, people that, like, you know, they were just, it was really loud. So I need to go rewatch it again, because I wanted to stay for the ending, because all movies, like, they do, like, the little credits, and then they do, like, a little, like, they do, like, clips of movies, especially with Marvel, it's really big.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish I would have stayed, because the end, there's what character?
Don't spoil it too much.
Okay. There's someone saying something at the end, and that's where everyone's getting the second idea for the movie coming out.
Okay.
I wish I would have seen it so I could have. I wish I would have seen it so I could have put these together for myself. Like, or, like, what I think it means, but I think that made me, like, 10 times more excited for the new movie, because I, like, the whole plot line's gonna change, and, like, with everything with what happened at the end of the movie, it's gonna be really exciting, because they basically left us on a cliffhanger.
Okay.
So, I'm very excited.
Awesome. Well, that concludes our discussion for the FNAF movie. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And if you have any shows, albums, or movies that you recommend us listen or watch, be sure to tell us. And if you would even like a mention, we can also do that. So, see you guys next time. Bye, Panthers.